College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Dustin from Bellevue. Dustin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dustin, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's
Let's
not the
go.
Decision maker. All right. Well, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dustin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the highest color belt in most karate systems?
Black.
Correct. What was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
Mayflower.
Yes. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Pass.
Mike McDonald was the previous defense coordinator for what NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
No.
Ah, shoot. I know this. Pass. I'll come back to it.
Who hosts the reality TV show The Voice?
Ryan Seacrest?
No.
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Creed?
Pass.
Who is the Greek god of war?
Greek god of war. Pass.
What is the name of Apple's in-ear wireless headphones?
AirPods?
Yes. Zooey Deschanel plays Jovi in what Christmas movie?
Elf.
Correct. What album did Guns N' Roses release in 1987?
Appetite for Destruction.
Yes. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Susan.
Susan.
Ah, Suze.
It was not Susan. Dustin, but you did get 5 correct.
Yeah.
And you got to all 10 questions, so.
Now, is this also the Dustin that won a gold medal during the Olympics?
This is the Dustin that won the gold medal.
Do you wear that gold medal when you play?
Once in a while. And then sometimes I'll just wear it, like, just because.
Just for fun.
Wear it at Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Tell everyone that you're a winner. Let everyone know by wearing that gold medal.
That's right.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the highest color belt in most karate systems?
Black belt.
Yes. What was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
The Mayflower.
Correct. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Teabag?
No.
Tiki?
No.
Kupski?
No. I like those. Mike McDonald was the previous defense coordinator for what NFL team?
Sorry, there is a helium balloon in this room that has a mind of its own, and it's been following me everywhere we go.
It loves you.
It's all around me. I can feel it even with a blindfold on. He was the coach for the Baltimore Ravens.
He was. Who hosts the reality TV show The Voice?
Carson Daly.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Creed?
Scott Stapp.
Of course. Who is the Greek god of war?
Aries.
Yes. What is the name of Apple's in-ear wireless headphones?
AirPods.
Yes. Zooey Deschanel plays Jovi in what Christmas movie?
Elf?
Yes. What album did Guns N' Roses release in 1987?
Appetite for Destruction.
You know it. Wow, even with your balloon buddy distracting you.
I swear, I've been paranoid. There have been times that I thought Taryn was like hovering over my shoulder staring at me. And it's this.
Look, it's coming again.
This stupid balloon that has a skull on it that we got for Danny last week.
This is from your birthday.
That's
in
your
October.
Birthday balloon.
Oh, that's why it's following me around.
Mine's still here.
Yeah. We have too many helium balloons in this.
It's room. A little unsettling that the balloon that's following you around is the Grim Reaper.
It says, relax, it's your birthday.
And I do love, too, that like it was your birthday balloon, so of course it loves you, yeah. Steve.
Freaking balloon.
Well, even with that, you got 9 correct, which is a win, 9-5.
Nice.
Sorry, Dustin.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
See, the balloon helped.
I swear, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And I'm going to look in there.
And I turn my head to the urinal next to me, and it's going to be that freaking balloon.
I hope so. The only one you did not know. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Chip.
And you would have known if you were listening to the cheat sheet.
Because
it has a big chip taken out of it.
Got
so cute.
It.
Yeah. Well, congrats on beating Dustin.
We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. Just as those temperatures drop, the donations are going up for coats for kids. And Steve, how are we doing this morning?
We are doing great. Our goal is $50,000. We still have a ways to go to get there, but we are getting closer and closer to $20,000 raised. And thanks to, I don't know if this is a store or this is the person's name, but Shehalis Deli.
I'm going to assume that's the name of the business.
You never know. There might be someone out there whose name is Shehalis Deli.
Yeah, sure.
But if it's a store, I'd imagine in Shehalis, definitely go check them out because they donated $250 to Coats for Kids. That is a lot of Coats for Kids in need. Like we've mentioned before, $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. So the more we can raise, the more coats that we could get on these kids. And anything helps from $20 to $5 to $250 like Shehalis Deli got us. Thank you, Rockaholics, for stepping up.
And if we hit that $20,000 mark, you're going to sing Dominic the Donkey this Friday night at Live Night.
Yes. So the more money we raise, the more your ears get punished at Live Night.
We can't wait. You can head to KISW.com to donate, or you can text KISW give to 44321.